Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Jesus is saying your whole lifestyle has to be a lifestyle of forgiveness in all relationships. But you say, what about adultery? Would it be worth the effort? We have to ask that question because affairs are so common in our culture. And we read our scripture, it says, well, we are to forgive someone 7 times 70, 490 times.
The truth is, forgiveness leads to healing. Welcome to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Today, Dr. Young begins his message, Thou Shalt Forgive Your Mate 490 Times, and encourages you to build up a habit of forgiveness toward the people you love. That's coming up in just a moment on The Winning Walk. Dr. Young's message is coming up in just a moment, but first, we have a powerful resource to share with you this month. God cares about your marriage. He wants it to be nothing short of incredible, but it takes work, a work that can begin with Dr. Ed Young's book, The 10 Commandments of Marriage. Based on Dr. Young's decades of experience counseling married couples, this practical resource shows you how to build a marriage strong enough to survive any struggle. And we're excited to send it to you as thanks for your donation today to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching you and listeners all over the world through this program. So call now to request your copy of the 10 Commandments of Marriage when you give. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now here's Dr. Young with today's message, Thou Shalt Forgive Your Mate 490 Times.
Bob was a sales representative. He was out of town about 2 or 3 days every other week. He argued with his wife, Mary, frequently. The children were undisciplined. The house seemed to always be in a mess. There was little communication, and their marriage was in trouble. On the couple of days every other week, Bob was out of town. In the joint office there of his company, there was a young divorcee. Her name was Alice, and before long, Alice was hurting, and Bob was hurting, and you know the rest, don't you? You don't have to finish that story in the 20th century. An affair developed. Mary found out. Bob moved out. Bob, after a few months, decided even if he were divorced, he would not marry Alice. And then he began to figure it out and said, you know, if there would be any way, I would make things right again with Mary. Is there any way that Bob and Mary could make their marriage work again? What is the probability that they could come back together and really have a marriage that sizzles? A marriage that's filled with trust and confidence and deep and abiding love? We have to ask that question because affairs are so common in our culture. And we read our scripture, it says, well, we are to forgive someone 7 times 70, 490 times. Boy, that's a lot, isn't it? You have to understand the context. Peter asked the question trying to impress Jesus with how holy he was. You see, the law said that you forgave someone 3 times. After that, zip, no more forgiveness. But Peter, being flamboyant, he says, Lord, if I forgive someone who does something wrong against me 7 times, twice the required amount plus one more. Isn't that like old Peter? He didn't lie, but he would blow it up where you could see it. He was always trying to impress. He was such a flamboyant kind of guy. He said, Lord, I know the law says three times, but if I forgave someone seven times, wouldn't that be enough? And Jesus said, Peter, you have to give seven times 70, 490 times. Jesus is saying your whole lifestyle has to be a lifestyle of forgiveness in all relationships. But you say, what about adultery? I asked a wife this week, what would be the most difficult sin for her to forgive that her husband could commit? And she said without hesitation, adultery. And then she thought, she said, well, if he squandered everything we saved and cashed in all our insurance policies and our house was gone, she said, no, it's still adultery. And anytime adultery takes place, the offended party always asks the same question. I've been through it hundreds of times. They say, why did it happen? They ask, how did it happen? So let's look at the anatomy of adultery. Two or three things. Number one, proximity. Always there is the wife or the husband or friend or someone in the office, there's someone in the club, someone you saw at Little League, there's proximity. And here you see this person of the opposite sex always at their very best. They're groomed, they're alive, they're smiling, they're cheering or they're working and you work together or you play together in a different kind of atmosphere. And then you look at your mate. You see them with the dirty robes on and bad breath and you name it. One wife told me that who'd been married twice, she said with her first husband, when toothpaste was splashed on the mirror, she would wipe it off and always fuss at him. She said with her second husband, she just wipes it off. She says it's just men. But you can't do that with adultery. You can't just say, 70 times 7, no big deal. And so we have to think about proximity. And that leads many individuals who didn't think about it, who never contemplated, who never thought it was a chance, into an adulterous relationship. Proximity. And the next thing, problems lead someone into adulterous relationship. And that's the midlife crisis. In menopause with women, she begins to ask, am I desirable? And men say, well, am I still alive? Am I still there? And can I function? Can I attract someone of the opposite sex? So we go through all kinds of rationalizations here. Problems come. Or as one woman put it, my husband simply told me that if I did not satisfy him physically at home, he would find satisfaction somewhere else. Now that's a little blunt, but I've been through enough divorces, enough affairs, enough separation to know that if it's not a third party involved, that you have many, many more chances of getting that couple back together. But when adultery is a part of it, you got a whole different agenda entirely. So sometimes problems come, and this creates a climate for adultery. It can come through success, and somebody gets so powerful they're bulletproof, they're above morality. It can come through failure. They're so despondent and so defeated, they feel like someone else would care for them and meet their need that was not being met at home. So proximity leads to affairs. Problems lead to affair. And of course, the playboy philosophy that dominates much of our culture leads to affairs. And what is that philosophy? If it feels good, it's all right. If you're a consenting adult, it's no big deal. And then the overriding thing is, everybody does it.
You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young, and there's more powerful teaching ahead, so stay with us. Before we dive back into today's teaching, we want to help you follow God's blueprint for making your marriage more loving and exciting than you could ever imagine. Dr. Ed Young's book, The Ten Commandments of Marriage, shows you how to build your relationship on the foundation of God's truth so you and your spouse can experience everything He wants for your marriage. We'll send to you the Ten Commandments of Marriage as our way to thank you for your support today to help The Winning Walk continue encouraging you and people everywhere with the proven truth of God's Word. So call today and give and request your copy of the Ten Commandments of Marriage. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. You can also text the word WINNING to 41411. Text WINNING to 41411. Now here's a sneak peek at the teaching right after the break.
Sometimes it is our reactions that gets our marriage into trouble, isn't it? Now, I can discipline myself. You may discipline yourself in your actions. Boy, I don't do any of those bad things. No, sir. But our reaction reveals more of my character and your character than my actions.
That's next on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. How has The Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day. So we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. And you can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is winningwalk. That's winningwalk. Now here's Dr. Ed Young with more from his message, Thou Shalt Forgive Your Mate 490 Times.
Others respond with resignation. Adultery has taken place. The Bible teaches that adultery is a ground for divorce. I'm calling the lawyer. I'm out of here. Pack your grip. Don't forget your hat. You know the story. Resignation. It is over, kaput, no way out, no hope, zip, I'm gone. Resignation. A lot of people respond to adultery like that on biblical grounds. Others respond with accommodation. Hey, no harm, no foul. I'm going to just turn and look away. And you know, we'll just let it go here, and I'll live my life, and you live your life, and we'll just accommodate your lifestyle and my lifestyle, and if we meet once in a while, that's all right. If we don't meet once in a while, that's all right. There's accommodation. Now, in this era of sexually transmitted diseases, that may be physiologically the deadliest thing you can do, let alone what it does to your spirituality. You accommodate. Let me tell you something. Let's just get down to honest brass tacks. Divorce breaks the heart of God. And just because you have a piece of paper and your marriage is broken is not much difference if your marriage is broken and you don't have a piece of paper. Separation, marriage together, accommodation, and a marriage that is broken and you live together and say, we're not divorced, but your marriage is broken. Or you're divorced and your marriage is broken and you don't live. I don't think in God's economy, listen to me carefully, what breaks His heart is the brokenness of that marriage and the brokenness of the covenant. However we play it out in our secular society, it breaks the heart of God, and divorce is wrong and divorce is a sin. I dare say a half to a third of the people here tonight have been divorced, and you would stand up in unison and say, the Bible is absolutely right. Whether you are the offended party or the one who were offended, or whether it was a 60-40 problem, or however you divide up the blame, brokenness in a marriage is wrong. And then we see the anatomy of an affair, if that's a part of it. And most of the time it is. Now, it's harder to tell whether the affair came out of problems in the home and that led to the affair, or the affair was what created the problems in the home. It's hard to make that determination many times. But so many times, that's the bottom line issue. So you see the anatomy, its proximity, its problems, it's the playboy philosophy and the culture in which we live. We see the response that we made to it. We want retribution, or we just resign ourselves to it, or then we accommodate ourselves to it. Now we go back to the original question, can there be redemption? Can a marriage that's broken, however it is broken, come alive again? Now we can talk about things that we do that lead to problems in marriage. That is our actions. But also our reactions lead to problems in marriage. Did you know that? Our reactions. For example, here's somebody, he doesn't get drunk. He doesn't commit adultery. Oh, my kind of guy. He's not a murderer. Boy, what a good guy he is. And you line up all of his actions and he gets an A+, but I want you to look at his reactions. He's petty, he's jealous, he's vindictive, he has a violent temper, he's touchy. So sometimes it is our reactions that gets our marriage into trouble, isn't it? Now, I can discipline myself. You may discipline yourself your actions. Boy, I don't do any of those bad things. No, sir. But our reaction reveals more of my character and your character than my actions. And what did the wife of Solomon say in the second chapter? She was talking about their lovemaking. And right in the middle of a very sensual chapter in Song of Solomon chapter 2, she says, little foxes spoil the vines. She is saying in time of harvest, it's not the sleet and the rain and the snow and the wind. It's the little bitty foxes that get in and start to eat away all the grain and all the harvest. It's the little bitty things that destroy a marriage. And so it's not only our actions, but it's our reactions. And these little foxes just grow and gather more and more of the harvest of happiness in your marriage. And before long, here we are saying, boy, this relationship is in trouble. This relationship is in trouble. And marriages are broken by divorce, and marriages are broken and you still live together under the same roof. And a broken marriage breaks the heart of God regardless of the circumstance. We have to come now and ask another question. What about forgiveness? What about redemption? We're right back to the beginning. We read from Hosea. Hosea was quite a guy, wasn't he? Hosea married a girl, and it was a wonderful marriage, but she had an affair, and she had another affair, and she had another affair, and finally she left him and married someone else, and then she divorced and married someone else, and someone else, until finally she got a little older, and then she had to become a prostitute to support herself, and then she was so depleted and worn out, she could not earn a living selling her body, and so she became a slave until finally she was worthless, and they put her on the auction block to auction her off. And what happened? Hosea, her first husband, her lover, saw her for sale, broken, depleted, a slave, a prostitute, and he forgot all the embarrassment that his peers heaped upon him, and he made a bid for her and brought her back and forgave her and lived with her again as husband and wife. And the analogy is that's how God loves us. Forgiveness.
This message, Thou Shalt Forgive Your Mate 490 Times, will continue with Dr. Ed Young in just a moment. But right now, we want to remind you about a special resource available to you from Dr. Young, his book, The 10 Commandments of Marriage. Whether you've been married for decades or you're still praying about meeting the right person, it's always a good time to explore what it takes to have a stronger, more successful marriage. And Dr. Young wants to help you do that by sharing from decades of experience helping couples build their marriage on God's truth. We'll send you this encouraging resource as thanks for your donation today to help keep the proven truth of God's Word coming to you and others all over the world through The Winning Walk. So call now to give and request your copy of The 10 Commandments of Marriage. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. or text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Stay with us. The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young returns after a short break.
Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse so that there may be food in my house, and test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open up for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing until it overflows. Malachi 3:10. The Bible teaches that we're not to test God. However, our verse today has God Himself inviting us to test Him, to do that, to put Him to the test, to try Him. And it comes to our giving. It's regarding our giving, our money, our stuff. Many things might keep people from giving faithfully to God. It might be fear or insecurity in personal finances. It may be a habit, good or bad. It may be something that keeps on draining out our income. It may be just pure selfishness or greed. We just want it all for us, for me, mine, and you. Let me encourage you to take God up on His offer. Give cheerfully to His storehouse, that's the church, and watch the windows of heaven open and pour out a blessing beyond measure. You can't even count it. You will discover a marvelous truth. How this blessing will come may not be financially, it may not be in those realms that we think. It may come in a subtle but a powerful way. He'll open out the windows of heaven, and you'll discover as you become a steward, you can't, you just cannot outgive God.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. Now more of Dr. Ed Young's message, Thou Shalt Forgive Your Mate 490 Times.
The second thing is emotions. How do you respond? How do I respond emotionally to this thing that happened that has hurt us? How do you respond emotionally? I know people whose emotions are locked about 15 or 16 years ago. They're still emotionally involved with a death back there, with some sin back there, to some divorce back there, to some failure back there, to some abuse back there, to some slander back there, and their emotions have kept them locked in place for years. And their whole life is defined by, I fought in the Second World War, and I'll tell you, it was tough there. I've never got over being shot at. Or when I was a teenager, I want you to know my daddy came in and hit me, and I was just a little girl. I've never gotten over. This is not to belittle those things or to make minor things of this. Don't misunderstand me, but I am saying a lot of people are locked up emotionally. You say, well, what do you do with these things that have happened? Do you just push them down? Oh, no. Do you act like they're not there? Oh, no. The Bible says we take every thought captive.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope today's message encouraged you and that you heard the proven truth God had for you. We'd love to help you even further by sending you a copy of The 10 Commandments of Marriage, Dr. Young's book on how to have the fun, successful, and meaningful marriage God wants for you. Drawn from Dr. Young's decades of experience counseling couples in God's design for marriage, this biblical resource shares powerful truth, some funny stories, and practical advice to help heal and strengthen any relationship. We're excited to send you a copy of The 10 Commandments of Marriage as thanks for your gift to help keep this program strong, encouraging you and other people all over the world with the proven truth of God's Word. So call now to give and request your copy of The 10 Commandments of Marriage. Call 1-800-350-9255. That's 1-800-350-WALK. Or text the word winning to 41411. Text winning to 41411. Thanks for being with us today on The Winning Walk. Come back tomorrow to hear Dr. Young wrap up his message with practical advice to help you build the habit of forgiveness.